visual squash, also called parts integration.
You must demonstrate.
I think you have to demonstrate this.
Parts integration とも言います。
これは必ずデモが必要となりますよ。これはデモした方がいいでしょう。デモデーの日もそうですが。ちなみに皆さんの中でビジュアルスコッシュをやる人はいますか？確か誰か。
Parts integration。
Parts integration
ですね。Same thing。
Parts integration だね。
Okay. So, first thing you do is you do an arm catalepsy induction. Is anybody in this training here doesn't know how to do an arm catalepsy induction? Raise your hand if you do not know how to do an arm catalepsy induction.
Good.
Find somebody else who does and get with them and have them show you.
You don't.
全くわからない？ありえます。アームカタレプシーのやり方はプラクティショナーでは教えません。
Could be.
アームカタレプシーインダクションします。
You do not teach the practitioners.
以前私はアームカタレプシーインダクションをしますと言って人々をビビらせてしまったことがあります。
I have told practitioners that I was doing an arm catalepsy induction and freaked people out.
マスタープラクティショナーのレベルに来る前は、
caused a significant loss of rapport between me and the class. Do not mention the arm catalepsy induction until master practitioner. I promise you, it's fraught with danger.So, first thing, do an arm catalepsy induction. Make sure you do a full VAK.Which means, i.e., touch the palm of the hand, make sure they personify the part, and then demos for the subject so the hands come together automatically. So when you're talking about it, you're going to go like this. So, do those parts notice their intention is the same? They do notice that, don't they? That their intention is the same.Yeah, so you lead the client along.
パーツインテグレーションをする場合にはそれぞれのパートが
you have to be very patient when you do parts integration.
一部分であるという制限を超えさせるのです。
And only Ellen's doing parts integration. When you do parts integration, let me just say, you take the part up beyond the boundaries
パートに何のために何のために何のためにと聞いていきます。
Now, what does that mean? You ask the part for what intent, for what purpose, for what purpose, for what purpose, for what purpose. You ask the client, you ask the part that question enough times until the hands actually start coming together. Remember what we did in your practitioner training? We installed something about parts integration. Now, what did we say? If the hands don't come together, what's the problem? Not chunk tying up. Good. If the hands...If the hands come together and stop. What's the problem? Not chunk tie enough, correct.
If one hand starts moving, the other one doesn't.
What's the problem?
If the hands start coming together and then they move out again.
What's the problem? If the client says this part doesn't like the other part, what's the problem? What's the only problem you can have in parts integration? Not chunk tie enough.If you chunk, it doesn't matter which part, hand you start with, but you should start with the hand that has the unwanted behavior. Whatever part you start chunking with, that, if you chunk that part up high enough, the hands will start moving together. Because what will happen is you go beyond the boundaries of the part, and you'll go into the boundaries of the whole. Oops, he said whacking his mind. You will go into the boundaries of the whole person, inside the whole person, and the boundaries of the part will blow out and the hands will start to come together.
When the hands start moving together, you need to point that out to the client.
And you need to say, your hands are coming together. You're not doing that. Yeah, you're not doing that purposefully, are you? The client goes, no.
Usually the client's very surprised.
Especially if you notice it just before they notice it. That causes a significant emotional experience for the client. Because the client goes, no, I'm not moving my hands together purposely. Oh my God, they're coming together. Yes, that's part of determining what the problem is. And that, on the script it says, clearly sort out the conflict, identify the parts in the conflict, or identify the conflict in the parts involved. That's where you clearly sort out the parts and make sure they're widely separated.
You need to understand what's the conflict, and you need to make sure you don't have a two houses example when the client doesn't know which house to leave.
Let's say that again, because there are some folks who didn't study with us. I had a woman raise her hand at a practitioner training.And I said, so what's the problem? And she goes, I can't decide which of two houses to live in.
Now please try it on you.
You try that on for a second.
If you have this problem, would that be a problem?
This is what you do when you do parts integration. Well, actually, when you do virtually anything, when you're looking at
you try it on
yourself and you say, is that a problem? So if you had two houses, would that be a problem? Is there anyone in the room for whom that would be a problem if you had two houses?
No,
it's not a problem. She said, I've got two houses, I can't decide.
Now, obviously, that person is conflicted about something, but not about the houses.
It's not about the houses.
So you need to find out what is the real source of the conflict. So when you don't know what it is, you ask the question, how is that a problem?
You need to ask the question, how is that a problem, until you discover how it's a problem. Now that is all if you bought the handouts in the manual. That's all in the parts integration handout.
It
says, if you do not understand how it's a problem, ask how is it a
problem. 葛藤の本当の原因は何なのかをここでは発見しなければなりません。それが何なのかわからないときは、どうしてそれがあなたにとって問題なんですか？という質問をします。それが何なのか。The part may chunk down.
In fact, when you are
as they hit the boundaries,
you are, please understand that you are asking the part to contemplate something that the part cannot possibly contemplate because it's beyond the boundaries of that part. So the tendency will be to chunk down, to chunk back down. And if that happens, you grab all two or three together, and you ask them, if you were to have A, B, and C all together, what would that do for you? What would you have? Why would it make you feel? Or for what purpose would that be?
そうなった時はチャンクダウンした2つでも3つも3つでも1つだけにしたら
but it's quicker to grab all three of the previous ones and to say. So 1, 2, 3, if you had that, what would that do for you? What would you feel? That would keep them associated. The other thing is, speaking of that, is you have to keep the client associated as it goes or as they go over the boundaries of the part.
まとめて1と2と3その全部を持っていたらあなたに何をもたらしますか？どう感じますか？と聞いてそれらを結びつけておきます。 同時にパートが境界線を越えるときはクライアントアソシエイトの状態にしておかなければなりません。わかりましたか？明確になりましたか？Good. Parts integration はこ
Quantum linguistics. These patterns are demonstrated on the master practitioner tape set. Each of the non-memory reverse inductive language patterns has to be demonstrated. You can do this for limiting belief in part. Prime concerns drop through must also be demonstrated. These are not in demo day because they're not traditional NLP.
しかし伝統的なNLPではありませんので、デモデーにデモンストレーションする対象とはなりません。ここでトラックさんは終了します。